Blog Talk Radio.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture. Somebody get paid just to polish it. Look the devil right in the eyes and won't acknowledge it. For some it's automatic that they turn into some college kids. But my kind won't make it out the hood without a scholarship. Faced with adversity that some will never understand. Why be in denial when you know you had the upper hand? Clan used to rally downtown in my city. And you wonder why the race relationship's so shitty? Show no pity. That's the motto of the PC. It ain't just my city. It's all over the TV. Martin Luther King. I think about the dream he had for a nation that turned him less than 6 feet. And I ain't saying that the government sent the hit. But the timing sure make it a coincidence. I try to see the big picture through a small frame. And never take no wooden nickels when they all change. Homie, I hope you see the big picture. Cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture's worth a thousand words. So when your words ain't visible, it cause concern. I live and learn to the point where I can see it coming. The loudest mouth in the room ain't really about nothing. That nigga bluffing, check his resume, it ain't legit. You know the one that bought the ocean but ain't got a ship. You know the one that bought the sixes but ain't got a whip. You know the one that bought the tech nine and ain't got a clip. These boys a trip, I done heard it all, seen it all before. Boys be more like shaved ice when they claim they Tony Snow. Say they Don Juan and got passport bitches. But why you in the club with them trash bags with you? Say you out there ballin' and you're coming up quick. But it ain't worth having things if you can't own shit. MC Bree told you ain't no future, no frontin'. Keep that shit to Birdman with all of that stunt. Homie, I hope you see the big picture. Cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture.
All right, welcome to the Panther Party Radio Network. This is once again Monday night, not Monday tonight, I'm so used to saying that, but Wednesday night tonight. And 7 p.m., the big picture. And I want to thank all my listeners from overseas. You all know who you are. Make it a point to try to thank you all every week. And I do appreciate you all that call in and listen every week, as well as those of you who listen online every week. It is greatly appreciated. You all know that I am just a man that's trying to make a difference, so I don't put myself on any type of pedestal because we have enough egos, and I'm not trying to be another one. I'm just trying to do something constructive for our people, and also something that will hopefully bring us together, you know, bring us closer. Like y'all know, I always say we need each other, and I've been telling y'all that for a minute now, and I've been saying, you know, in a minute, we're going to see how much we need each other. Well, that time is upon us where we're going to need each other. So just keep that in mind. And y'all forgive me tonight. I am doing my job while also bringing you this show. I am expecting to be joined a little later. I had advertised a couple of guests tonight, and I'm hoping they'll be able to jump on before I'm done tonight. I am, like I say, on the road, so bear with me on my way to Kansas, and I am shifting gears. So, like I say, just bear with me. You know that I stay ready so I don't have to get ready. So I am prepared to do what I do on Mondays, because that's just what I do. You all know the routine by now, and you all know how I do things on the show by now. You know, I've been doing it long enough now to where I think everybody's familiar with the format, and I will just start. I wanted to actually start out specifically talking to my black men real quick. I actually heard one of my brothers, in peace to my brother Recio Brown over in Georgia, who did a video on yesterday, and then and me catching that live that he did, it led me to another video that was done, that was brought to what is the TYT sports guy, the black guy, guys, I can't think of his name right now, but long story short, Atlanta, northwest area of Atlanta, to be specific. Be mindful of your surroundings. The KKK has been in that particular area making threats and also recruiting. See, and this is why I say we need each other. These very instances like this right here. I keep trying to tell y'all that racism ain't dead. It's just in hiding. It's just tucked off in a box somewhere, ain't been used in a long time. But the Klan is alive and well in our police departments and everywhere else. You know, sheriff's departments, everywhere else. So this is why I'm always vigilant, and why I always say, you know, stay in defense mode, because we're always targets, and we don't know who these people are. We don't know where these people are, what we do know is that they exist. What we do know is that they are here. And this system, no matter who is in control of it, Democrat or Republican, no matter who is in control of it, it is always one-sided, one-sided, not right, ain't going to get right, can't get right, ain't never been great, won't be great. But this system will always support what's wrong. And that's exactly why we have organizations like the KKK that can, you know, be more open in what they say and do than others without consequence. And that's why I keep telling us, those of you who tune in and those of you who listen, that we need each other out here. Nobody has our back. Just like this system can legislate an Asian hate crime bill, this same system that will label us black identity extremists, this same system that allows these cops to kill us without any consequence, well, yeah, you know, this system can stop all of that. But, you know, it targets certain specific ethnicities and polices and makes things more difficult for certain ethnicities, certain races of people. And in the meanwhile, you have other ethnicities that can literally get away with murder without consequence. And this same system that labels some should label all and should treat all the same, especially those who actively brutalize people, because there are a lot of organizations that this system points its fingers at that are not out here with the intent of hurting people. But groups like the KKK and these neo-Nazis and these right-wing extremist groups and white nationalist groups are in their intents. Their intentions are to hurt people. But with that being known and their history being known as well, they're still allowed to do more than others without being as harshly policed. And that is why they continue to thrive. And this system, this white supremacist system, is never going to chastise the good old boy. It needs the good old boy. Hell, it is the good old boy. And what we need to recognize is, fact one, we need each other. And that also, black man, we need to come together. We truly need to come together, for we are needed. Oh, we are so needed, and we are so missed. And I know that we are missed because I hear too many queens stating the fact that they miss us. And I hear too many real solid brothers saying that they miss us. I mean, we are the first and will be the last. Understand that, brothers. Understand that, sisters. Get in tune with who you are, brothers, because these extremist, white extremist groups are not going to go away because they don't have to. And not only that, they're not going to be police as harsh as we. And we're always going to be policed and looked at harder, even though our history doesn't show us to be anything close to the KKK or any of these other white extremist groups that they won't curtail. These white extremist groups that they will not give the same ultimatum that they will give us. And mind you, we have never been the ones that create organizations to go and terrorize people. And that is what these groups do. Plain and simple. Anytime these white organizations like that pop up, they are intent on terrorizing others because they feel superior to those they terrorize. Oh, and they have no problem terrorizing their own if their own doesn't agree with what they have to say. So remember that. I keep telling you, white people who are now in the class with us, the class of the poor and disrespected and mistreated, and you'll start feeling that a little more the poorer you get. And, oh, let me say, if you poor now, you're going to get a little more poor because the war ain't going nowhere. These inflated prices ain't going nowhere. And like I keep saying, we need each other. And black man, black woman, we definitely need each other right now more than ever. I can't say it enough, and I guess I'm going to just keep on beating that drum until it resonates, because it really does need to resonate with whom we are dealing and with whom we're going to have to sooner or later deal with. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, and there's no way around it. If we truly want freedom, if we truly want any of our generations to experience freedom and what it has to offer, power, respectful power, mind you. But preparation for control, and not only that, preparation to be self-sufficient. And, you know, we're going to, as the days continue to pass, we're going to become more and more reliant upon each other. And if we do not learn how to work together in the climate that is ahead. We're doomed. We are doomed. As a people, we will not survive if we do not learn how to work and build together. It is inevitable that we bring peace amongst ourselves. Even if we can't get peace from external sources, so be it. We can build a peace amongst ourselves where, like I always say, we can move in peace, live in peace, just by simply doing what we should do and should have been doing as a people. And that's working together, building together. And not only that, teaching our children those values of working together, building together, pooling their money together, becoming business owners as opposed to filling out applications. You can pass out applications. And this is what we have to learn to do and educate our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to do, so that we can be self-sufficient. They can be self-sufficient and rely upon nobody except themselves. And when they're able to do that, it doesn't matter who's in that damn White House, because it really won't affect what we have going on. And that's where we need to be positioning ourselves. And that is the aspect of building and growing and teaching our children how to build and grow and rely upon each other. Stop trying to bring each other down. We need each other. We ain't got nobody else. There is nobody else that is concerned about our well-being until certain things are said or certain pressures are applied. Other than that, they will continue to sweep us under the rug and sweep what matters to us under the rug. See, because what matters to us doesn't matter to them, because they, for the most part, don't do without the things that we don't do without. And they have everything that they need already in place. And that is what we're lacking. Schools, hospitals, all anything that's needed in order for a community to function, in order for a nation to run. And we can always be a nation inside a nation. And like I keep saying, black man, we are important. We are needed. In order for these things to happen, we have to produce an environment that will allow these things to happen. That means that we have to stand up and protect our communities, our women, our children, our elderly, are all part of our communities, and they're all needed within our communities. Every person is beneficial to our survival. Men, women, children, and elderly. We are all important. We're all needed. And right now, we need each other now more than ever. And it's time for us to start, like I keep saying this, that we need to start centralizing ourselves, bringing ourselves back to a central location. Just like we migrated from the South to the North, Midwest, and Northeast and West, we need to migrate back so that we can have safety in numbers. And this whole thing was ours. Matter of fact, it all belongs to us, just to be factual. But we, in concern for self, and in order to be more defensive as a people and to be able to take care of one another, centralizing ourselves and building ourselves up and building those things that we need can be done. We just have to start doing them. I keep saying this every week. Every week. You know, but black men, we have to really become the protectors that we truly are, the warriors that we truly are, the intellectuals that we truly are, the thinkers, the builders. Everything that we are, because everything that this country possesses right now came from, 9 times out of 10, the mind of a black person. We have contributed so much to so many aspects of this country's development. And black men, we can do that for ourselves. My queen, sister, we can do this for ourselves. Brothers, sisters. And then we will obtain something to pass down by simply doing what we need to do anyway. By simply doing what we should have been doing well before now. And we sit by, we watch everybody else do it, and then we complain because it's not happening for us. And it's not happening for us because we're not making it happen for us. We're responsible for making it happen for us. We keep acting as if this government is going to do the right thing. I said this in a show a couple of weeks ago. This system ain't never done the right thing and ain't never going to do the right thing. Understand that. Just accept that. This system doesn't want anyone equal to it. In numbers, powers, and in any way, this system does not and will not have that happen. This system will implode itself before it allows someone else to become the owner of it. So just know, like I say, who we are dealing with. Understand who we are dealing with. Because the devil don't love nobody. Not at all. And until we start loving one another the way we should, we're not going to make any gains. Black man, until we start respecting one another in the proper way, we're not going to gain any ground. We got to gather these young black men, these young black boys, and get their mind off of the violence and out of the streets and show them that there is a different way to be powerful besides throwing bullets at your brother. We have to give them a new way to be powerful. And it's up to us to connect with them. It's not their business to connect with us. They are the younger mentality. They are the younger mind. It's never the job of the child to connect with the parent. It is always the job of the parent to connect with the child and make sure that the child understands the house rules. So, see, that's where we're failing. Like my sister Kia said on one of my shows a few weeks ago, this is where we are failing our children in areas just like that, where we're not giving them the proper knowledge, where we're not trying to connect with them, because that's our job as the adult, as the parent. See, we have to give them the knowledge. If we don't give it to them, they will obtain it other ways. And then, will it be the proper knowledge? Will it be the truth? Because what we have been getting is far from that. Our children are not getting a proper education. Pay attention to what our children are doing, and that will let you know what type of education they're getting. And these schools nowadays are not worried about educating. They're worried about keeping that funding and keeping the doors of that school open, whether they're giving children proper education or not. And see, another thing, we as the elders, we understand our children. We know that our boys can be a little high-strung, and you got to pop them on the ass a few more times than you do the little girls to make them set their little hard-headed asses down and behave. Not they have ADHD and start pumping them full of pills that will cause them to become sterile over time. See, these are the things, and this is why we, as black men, have to take control of our community. We have to take our blocks back, block by, and we have to gain control and direction of our children in the hands of this system that's poisoning them. And we have what we know is right, and we're some of the last that got that some of y'all know what I'm talking about, you know. And that was an upbringing that was, that would make you respectful of your elders, respectful of your parents, your grandparents, because if you were not respectful as a young person, there were consequences, and that's what we have to get back to doing. Damn what the system says. An ass whooping ain't never killed nobody, but it'll sure make you mind and stop doing that old jacked up gun toting and shooting up houses and stuff. Discipline is nothing but a form of respect. And by giving discipline, you are teaching respect. And by teaching respect and administering discipline by your hands with love, there becomes an understanding between parent and child. And child understands that I can't do what I want to do. I better do what I'm supposed to do. And that is what we have lost. That's what's been lost within our communities, within our home. You know, the divorce rate is high. Families not staying together. And I'm going to say this, brothers, sisters, just because you don't stay together don't mean that you don't stay around. Black man, that means being there. A child needs you just as well. And sister, if you don't have custody, that means being there. Because that child needs you just like he needs his father. Children need to see us being able to work together regardless. But what they really need to see us doing is staying together, being a husband and a wife, working through differences. And then having, because they have saw what a relationship and a marriage looks like, and not having to guess or go by what television and this society deems as marriage or productive marriage. We can show them ourselves by simply doing it and stop being so selfish in mind. And stop putting yourself above the marriage. Because neither you, neither me nor my mate are above the relationship. So we got to get it together in order for us to get it together. One generation has the right pushing. High time that we start pushing that issue, because we have a generation of young men and young women right now. They are so smart but so lost and need a little direction and need to know that somebody does care. And I'm here to say it. I care about y'all. I truly care about patience that's behind us and the generation that's behind us, because y'all matter just like any and everybody else. And I'm here. You can always call into this show and voice your opinion. Ask questions. We need to start making ourselves available for our children. We're not making ourselves available for our children. We're too busy trying to live our lives in our waning years instead of being the example need to see. Our grandchildren need to see. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with enjoying yourself, but what I'm saying is nowadays, people my age are living for Friday and Saturday nights more than the young people. Yeah. And that's not the pecking order. We supposed to be the ones telling them and giving them advice, not partying with them. No. No, there comes a time when you have to be the example Because regardless of whether you want to be or not, you are. For somebody younger than you is watching you. And it may not always just be your children. You never know what young person you may be influential to. So be that. Be influential to them. And be an example. You know? So that is my first opening. I didn't mean to do it that long, but that is my opening for my brothers. You know, I want us to get on track. Brothers, get on track. I mean, the KKK is still relevant. And don't you know that where, you know, they're over in Atlanta, they're in Texas, they're in Colorado, they're everywhere still. And building and doing what they do because they are, pay attention to Trump. Trump is still fanning the flames of racism and division. And that is why these groups are so actively building now. Because I'm telling you, this is just, my worst nightmare is that fool getting back in there, because if he gets back in there, these groups are going to come to life in a way that they didn't in his first term. And we have got to prepare ourselves and be ready. And that's why I say it's time for us to link up and stay linked up. That's why I keep saying we need each other, because there is nobody, not old do-nothing-ass Joe, he ain't on our team. He tricked y'all out of your vote, gave y'all that little white-ass sticker I'll be telling y'all. You gonna get for your vote. You ain't gonna get nothing that's beneficial, nothing that's really going to make a difference in how we're treated, how we live, how we're able to live. We're not going to get none of that. But we keep on falling for the okey-doke. And I don't care what party it is, Democrat or Republican, doesn't matter to me, because neither one of them do nothing for us. And that's why I say it's time for us to do for us. Because ain't nobody else going to do for us. And if we don't hurry up and start doing for us, won't be no us. Won't be no us. What we waiting on, I don't know. It should be a sense of urgency about this. There should definitely be a sense of urgency about this. Because where they're building in one state, they are building in another and several others. And we saw on January 6th what they're capable of, what they will do. And they're a violent group of people. Oh, yeah. They don't mind getting violent. You know, so, you know, it's just what are we going to do? And when are we going to start doing it? Black man, it's our turn. Our time has come. It's our turn. We need to be in preparation and preparing our communities, preparing our women, our children for the next phase, because we're going to need each other even more in the next phase of things. And just pay attention to how this phase is going. So that's all I want to say on that. You know, brothers, it's time for us to take our position. Time for us to be the the warrior that we are, the leader that we are, the intellectual that we are, all of that, all that we are, it's time for us to be that. Plain and simple. So, with that being said, I talked 45 minutes. I got a couple of more subjects that I want to touch on, and I'm going to take a quick break, though, and I will be right back after this break. You are listening to the Panther Party Radio Network, and this is The Big Picture with Melvin Seary Jr. Be right back after this break.
I'm the Deputy Chairman of the State of Illinois Black Panther Party, Fred Hampton. And a lot of people don't understand the Black Panther Party's relationship with white mother country radicals. A lot of people don't even understand that word that Ill refuses a lot. But what we're saying is that there are white people in the mother country that are for the same type of things that we are for, stimulating revolution in the mother country. And we said that we'll work with anybody and form coalitions with anybody that has revolution on their mind. And we're not a racist organization because we understand that racism is an excuse used for capitalism. And we know that racism is just it's a byproduct of capitalism. Everything would be all right if everything was put back in the hands of the people. And we're going to have to put it back in the hands of the people. Everybody in the state of Illinois is going to have to be involved or even around the revolution because we're going to have one. We're going to have to do more than talk. We're going to have to do more than listen. We're going to even have to do more than learn. We're going to have to start practicing, and that's very hard. We got to start learning, and you learn through practice. We got to start making mistakes, and you learn through making mistakes. We got to start getting out there with the people. And a lot of times we think we're better than the people, but that's an insult, and that's criminal. Think you're better than the people. But we got to get together and learn where it's at. It's going to take a lot of hard work. Especially for children, it's something else. You ought to dig on it. Every sister in this audience ought to get themselves together and come on down and help us with that Breakfast for Children program. Y'all here come down and help feed them children in the morning.
We have Breakfast for Children because we teach the people through practice, through observation and participation, that people can be fed free. That's people's thing. Socialism is the people. You're afraid of yourself. If you're afraid of socialism, you're afraid of yourself. We know they have our pictures. We know they're looking for us. We know they want us. But we're still saying that even though we couldn't be in a sense, as far as this system goes, on the mountaintop, we in the Black Panther Party, because of our dedication and understanding what's in the valley, knowing that the people in the valley, knowing that we originally came from the valley, knowing that our flag is the same flag as the people in the valley, knowing that our enemy is on the mountaintop, our friends are in the valley, we say even though it's nice to be on the mountaintop, we're going back to the valley. I've been offered every day. I'd be in the streets propagandizing every day. I'd be working with anybody every day. I'd be preaching that solidarity is the thing. The end of a complete wipeout of imperialism is the thing. So if you're going to be thinking about me, that's what Bobby would be teaching. If you're going to be thinking about us, all we say is ain't no thing about going nowhere, getting killed. All we want to know is that you're doing what we'd be doing if we were here. And you've got to do that. You can't do it unless you believe that you can do it. In the spirit of liberation, we understand that they want everybody in the party in jail. And we know that if we try to figure out and separate and divide who should go and who shouldn't go, we spend more time doing that, than working for the people. So the quick solution,
the speedy one,
nobody go.
We all stay right here.
Yeah.
chair, you can put your hands down now. We say all power to all people. We say white power to white people.
White power.
Brown power to brown people.
Brown.
Yellow power to yellow people.
Yellow.
Black power to black people.
Black
power to those that we left out. We say Panther power to the Vanguard Party. When you leave here, leave here saying the last word. Now, before you go to bed tonight, say, I am a revolutionary. Make that the last word. In case you don't wake up, then somebody might believe it, and you might, you know, end up in what they call a revolutionary happy hunting ground. Say that. I am a revolutionary.
I am a revolutionary.
Say it when you're going out.
Hey, man, listen to me.
Okay, we're going to say it while we're going out.
And we're going to start a thing called Free Fred. Don't that sound nice? Hey, let's do that. Free Fred.
Free Fred.
Free Fred.
Free Fred.
Free Fred.
Free Fred.
Hey, I ain't even in jail yet.
All right, welcome back to the Panther Party Radio Network. This is The Big Picture with Melvin Seary Jr. I think I failed to do this when I first came on. But if you are listening online, would like to call in. The call-in number is 914-205-5538. Again, that number is 914-205-5538. Also, if you'd like to leave a message, an idea, a thought, you can, I'll give that information out at the end of the show if I don't forget. But, you can call in 914-205-5538. I got a couple of more items that I wanted to discuss, I've been keeping up. Oh, and I forgot to do that as well. I remember, but I've been keeping up with the situation with Brittany Griner. You know, and like I say, it's not because of her affiliation or any of that. It's because she's a black woman, period. And I know how Russia as a whole feels about black people, as well as how Russia feels about homosexuality as well, which is not really an accepted thing in Russia. Now, I have always felt like that is why she has been held for so long, you know, for those two reasons. And now, finally, it was right before I was getting ready to get on air, and I saw an article that stated where now, you know, now since they have freed the other guy that, you know, has the complexion for the protection, now they're going to focus on Brittany Griner. And her situation, and they are now saying that she is being illegally detained now. So I'm just really, like I was talking to my sister the other day, and I'm just really, like I say, worried about her well-being, how she's being treated, and all of that, you know, and that's why I say we need each other out here because, you know, like I said a few weeks back when I first, you know, found out that she was being held over there, and it already been over there like about a month and some days, you know, before anybody over here even knew about it, you know. And why was this not a priority? Well, that's a dumb question. I know why it was not a priority, but, you know, what I'm saying is, why was it not a priority? You know, why is it that when it comes to us that we're not prioritized, we're not thought about, we're not talked about, we're not considered? And that bothers me, because I'm just wondering how attentive they would be even now if there had not been attention brought to that situation. And to me, they're still not being, I mean, I haven't saw or heard anything that they've done other than recognizing it, like they recognize slavery happened, but they just can't recognize how to give us reparations. You know, they can't come up with a way to do that. But anyway, you know, this country really has its day of reckoning coming. Oh, yeah. And all those of you who are so gung-ho American, yeah, your day gone. You can be right there with them. But, yeah, just kind of, I don't know, to not a lot of concern being shown for her well-being. I haven't even really saw any interviews or anything with her wife. So I'm really just kind of concerned about things, because especially with things and the situation, the war and all that's going on, she could easily be used as a pawn, you know, and then to being who she is and what she is, she could easily be lost. So that's really my concern, that she's not lost. So anyway, yeah, that's really what I wanted to say on that. And I hope that this system does finally get involved so that maybe she can be brought back where she belongs. Because, like I say, there's no telling what she's going through over there. You know, so just I'll just keep pulling up different articles as they come out. Still, to me, really not much concern and not much effort being made, you know, as far as that situation concerning her goals. I don't know, but like I say, I'm not surprised, because when has this country ever really, you know, shown a true concern for us collectively, other than when we were working for free? That's really the only time that they were, I'll say, concerned with our breath to keep them from having to work, not really our well-being, but our ability to continue to give them free labor and wealth. So that's really, yes, that's has been their only concern with us ever. After that, you know, well, we saw what history brought forth, at least for us. Just hoping that, like I say, they can get to a solution with Brittany Griner, and like I say, get her back over here in one piece and alive, you know. But one more story that I wanted to touch on that I actually learned about yesterday. And this story kind of upset me. And this, too, this story is another reason why I say we need to start building our own schools. This story is why I say racism will never die, because you're going to have parents who teach it to their children. And that is a taught characteristic, not something you're born being. You're taught to be that. So that speaks volumes of the parents as well. Yeah, speaks high volumes of the parents and what kind of people, like I keep saying, what kind of people we're dealing with and what and why we need to prepare our children, because racism, until it is extinct, will forever exist. And this story out of Kentucky, let's see, Casey County Middle School is the school. And this incident happened way back on April 22nd. And the school said that it was just an incident of horseplay, and that's all it was. But mind you, they walk in a bathroom, and the security guard, I think it was, finds the young black kid unconscious. Okay. And then there are several white boys in the bathroom, you know, and I'm guessing they're lying, telling that security guard an alternative truth, an alternative fact, I mean. So, what happened, come to find out, since the school didn't divulge it, the video finally came out. And on the video, there's one of the white students, with a black student in his arms in a headlock, choking him. And you can hear from the article I read, you can hear the other students more or less cheering them on, telling the black kid, go ahead and tap out, you can't win, amongst other things that were said and being said. Now, he choked this kid until he went unconscious. He could have killed this kid. You know, this kid could still have some issues because of having the oxygen cut off from his brain long enough to render him unconscious. And so now, because my thing is, if you find a student unconscious, there are a lot of questions that need to be answered. Several. But mind you, this school tried to just call it horseplay and leave it at that until the tape comes out. And these are the things that, like I say, keep me mindful of what we need and how we need our safe zone, how our children need their safe zone without being bullied by students and those officers who be on those school grounds now. Because some of those officers bully and traumatize our children just as much as those students. And so I say that it's a matter of life and death that we provide places where our children don't have to be subject to that type of treatment, only to have it downplayed to horseplay. And then come to find out, well, he was placed in a hole, chokehold, and choked until he went unconscious while having it filmed, teased, and then not even having any of the school administrators or anybody showing a true concern about what happened. And not only what happened, but why it happened. Because, like I said, there are several questions that need to be asked. And as far as I'm concerned, all of those boys who were in the bathroom should be suspended immediately now that that video has surfaced, because that puts any other student of melanation at risk. And if you know that this has happened now, yeah, there should be an immediate expulsion of those boys involved. Like I say, not only the one doing the choking, the one doing the filming, those who were laughing and talking, all of them. Because out of all of them, none of them had the common sense to say, hey, maybe you should stop now. That's enough. No, it's funny. They're laughing, calling him out his name, telling him he should tap out, he don't stand a chance. Knowing that a white supremacist system got their back and did just that. the whole administration at that school showed no sense of urgency about that situation. And only showed a sense of urgency once the video surfaced. Now they're concerned. Oh, yeah, now they're concerned. Because that make them look bad. One of their students being choked unconscious by a group of white boys, yeah, that's a hate crime. Plain and simple. Juvenile hate crime. And, of course, none of the names released because they're all juveniles. But, mind you, when there are juvenile black boys involved, the names are turning all over the place, nicknames and all that. But, you know, we're dealing with those with the complexions for the protection. So we know how that story goes. That, to me, is very bothersome because those boys, as far as I know and as far as that, article on the, not article, but the clip that I saw saying nothing about these boys being disciplined at all. So these boys are still in school, I'm guessing, and as of have yet to be disciplined for their actions. Now, had that been a group of black boys in a bathroom and the security guard walks in and sees a white boy unconscious on the floor, he would have called the ambulance, the sheriff, the police, the SWAT, and everybody else. And I can guarantee you that those young black men would not have the advantage of privacy and the public not knowing who they are. There would have been a much, much more there would have been much more of a sense of urgency had those colors been vice versa, and had that been a white guy laying on the floor in a bathroom, choked unconscious. Yeah. Yeah, somebody would have went to jail or got manhandled like they like to do when it comes to us. So that story, like I say, came out of Kentucky, and that was in Casey Middle School. And it went on to say, I'll throw this in, because he has an older sister who's went through the same school system, and she said that when she was going to school, that those same types of issues persisted then. So, you know, like I say, there is a racist element in this country that will never be eradicated until it is eradicated. Exterminated. And it is time to get to work on the extermination. I mean, how much longer are we going to allow our children to become victimized because of our inactivity? You know, like I always say, if we come together and stay together, just us being together will bring about change. And then just us being together and our children seeing that togetherness, it'll give them hope. And we do need to start thinking more about those behind us than ourselves. Because, see, one day we're going to need those behind us. We're going to need them making sound decisions and choices to make sure that we're all cared for. We're going to need thinkers, builders, intellectuals, teachers, doctors, lawyers. And we have got to point them in the right direction. And we have got to give them the ability to hope and dream again, like we had the ability to do. I think that we at least owe them that much. As we continue to grow, we need to teach our children how to grow as well, and not just growing in the physical state, but growing in the mental and in the spiritual state as well. That is very important and very essential as well. I see I have just 1 second, and let me open up the mic. This is one of my guests who have made it. I was hoping my other guest would show. The mic is open. Welcome.
Hi, good evening, King. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Queen?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm just going to make this real quick because I'm still out and about, so my apologies. And also my battery power is about to run out on my phone. But I wanted to just get this in really quick, you know, in regards to what you have been speaking on this evening, if I may. I want to just say a real... Okay, thank you. I want to just read a quote real quick, Langston Hughes quote, and it says, "Negroes, sweet and docile, meek, humble, and kind, beware the day they change their minds." And I think that this quote, you know, just is very relevant right now, because we need to, as black kings and black queens, we need to stop talking about coming together. We need to stop talking about doing this, that, and whatever, and we need to start being about it. Because all this stuff that's going on out here, and, you know, it just keeps going on, it keeps happening, it's time for us to revolt. That's my honest opinion. It is time to revolt. Because until we do, it's just going to keep happening. So
I
we
agree.
Need to stop talking about it, and we need to start being about it. Like, seriously. And I am ready. So I don't know what it's going to take to bring our people, to come together. And, I mean, we see this stuff happening right before our eyes. What is it going to take for us to finally come together collectively as a group, as a people, to make some stuff happen? And to stop these white racist people in their tracks once and for all. It just really angers me that, you know, nothing, that we're not taking action. I know that there are some of us out here who are ready and we've been ready. Let's do it. Let's do it. And stop talking about it. Let's do it.
I totally agree with you, and I often, I mean, I've been asked that question several times, you know, what do I think it'll take, and, you know, like you said, I mean, all that we deal with already, and if that's not enough, you know, what is it going to take? And then another key to what you said, too, and like I always say, you know, we'll come together, but we won't stay together. And that is what's detrimental, our not staying together, you know.
We
know how to come together when situations get tough, but we won't stay together to make sure
together.
That they don't happen again,
and again.
Like
exactly.
They continue to happen to us, you know.
Right, right. And you know, these races, they see, you know, when we are divided, you know, that's just more ammunition for them to attack us. And we don't need to keep giving them that ammunition, period, point blank.
Right, right.
So, you know, I'm just... The more I hear about, you know, things like this happening, the more pissed off I get about it. And I'm only just one person. And if I could go out there by myself and do what needs to be done, I would do it. But I can't do it by myself.
Right, exactly. It's going to take all of us, you know, pushing in the same direction. And even if not all of us, it's going to take a strong 70% of us pushing in the same direction
in order
to accomplish
exactly.
what truly needs to be done. Can we get to that 70% is the question, you know.
Is the question, right.
You know, I mean,
like, what is it going to take? What is it going to take to wake our people up? Like, come on, y'all. Come on.
right. Definitely. Definitely. You know, and I've said this in the past. I honestly thought that the George Floyd situation would be the one just because of how graphic it was,
and
we literally touched him, life breath removed from him, you know. We literally saw that man's last words and last breath. It was so shocking to me. I mean, I watched that video the one time. I couldn't watch it over and over. And like several of them, I can't watch over and over. Just because of it angers me. That one was one that really did anger me because it was totally unnecessary. And, I mean, I've saw people do much worse, still end up getting Burger King, you know.
Exactly.
So,
You know,
so
and that's
that
what's
was
going
the
on
one.
Out here. Yeah.
Right, right. And I ask myself that constantly, you know, what is it going to take? And that's like the question of the year, of the decade,
yeah,
of the century,
right.
You know, because
mm-hmm.
even though we're being mistreated, we continue to accept it. You know,
yeah, and I'm
without
just, and me,
really
I'm not,
speaking
yeah.
out against it.
Against it, yeah.
Yeah, and I just
and,
can't.
And, yeah, I can't either, and I refuse to. And, you know, we are, as a people, especially the black man, you know, they're looked upon as a threat because of, you know, we are such a powerful force just as, you know, a race just in general, but the black man specifically, you know, these white racist people, they know you all are, well, y'all are a threat to them because you're stronger than them, you got the smarts, you got the stamina, you got so many different things that they don't have. So they're trying to just eliminate our whole race. And I ain't standing for that. And us as a race, we should not even, you know, want to be accepting of that or stand for that, period.
Right.
So I'm putting a plea out there to our people. Y'all come on. Let's get it together.
Right.
For real, for real. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Yeah, I the story that the last one I was talking about, I just ran across that story yesterday, and that happened way back on April 22nd, and that's another reason, too, why, you know, I just don't feel like our kids are truly safe. I don't around them, and we don't know. I mean, in order for a child to do something like that, his parents have to be teaching him something mighty evil about who we are. You know, that just kind of bothered me because that back to, you know, when I was in middle school, elementary school, you know, and having that white bully, and then not really being able to say anything as the black kid because we're known to be the aggressors, you know, not them, you know. So just that whole story disturbed me and just reinforces my thoughts about needing our own and providing.
Oh, yeah. We need our own everything, exactly.
Yeah.
Our own
yeah.
everything. And I'm in total agreement with you, brother, and I stand behind the tent. So you got me in. I know there's others that are out here, you know, that are with the movement as well. And so we just have to, you know, keep pushing it, keep reiterating to the masses that, you know, this is of the utmost importance. Like you said, this is urgent, urgent, urgent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that we bring ourselves together so that
mm-hmm.
we can be safe and, you know, just take care of one
exactly.
another, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, and like I said too earlier, you know, there's nothing wrong with building a nation within a nation and making sure that we are safe, you know, because I mean we shouldn't have to walk around on eggshells just because of others' ignorance. And that's what it is, you know,
exactly.
other people's ignorance. You know, and that's, like I say in the story, you know, in Kentucky, coming out of Kentucky, I mean, that takes, that's not that boy, or those boys that did that, that's not them, that's their parents, you know, that instilled that in them. And that's something that we as black parents don't do. We teach our children to just to get along. Don't start none, but don't take none. You know, we don't teach our children to bully or hate others for that matter. Even though we are hated by some, we don't teach our children to hate back. We teach our children to defend themselves, of course. You know, which is their God-given right, you know, to defend themselves from ignorance. And especially, you know, being in our shoes, yeah, we have to stay defensive. And I often, you know, I say it, you know, yeah, we've got to defend ourselves because nobody else is. Nobody else cares about what we're going through as a whole, you know, because nobody else is having to really deal with it.
Deal with it, exactly.
So, yeah, it's just, you know, like I said,
you got my
100%
support.
No doubt. Yeah, I'm just, like I say, I think, you know, the more... And what I don't want us to do is wait until the last minute before, because we wait till the last minute, it's too late, you know. There's nothing that we can do then at that point, you know, except be, you know, try to, you know, hopefully defend ourselves, you know, but I don't know what it'll take. I don't really have that solution. I meditate for it every day because there's a solution, and the solution may not be what any of us think, and then the solution may be more drastic and harsh than some may want to think or want to perceive that it will be. You know, some people think it's going to be a little slack on the wrist, but you've got to know, no, somebody's going to pay a real price for what has been perpetrated against humanity, you know, for the gains of those who deem themselves superior, you know. So, yeah, it is, I think, though, it is just imperative that we bring ourselves together as people, that we start working together as people. We start appreciating one another and passing that down to those behind us. Because, see, these kids do what they see. And these kids are much more intelligent than we were, you know, and... like I say, we need to just give them direction and be involved with them and give them the truth about who they are, plain and simple. You know, the truth about who you are gives you a sense of self-pride, and don't give them a sense of arrogance, but a sense of pride. And there's nothing wrong with having pride in who you are and pride in yourselves. You know, there is nothing wrong with that. We're made to feel as if we shouldn't. We never really have. And it's high time that we do finally start to love ourselves and appreciate ourselves the way we should. And the way our ancestors appreciated one another, worked together because they realized their need for one another. They realized that they, no one man, no one woman, no one person, just like the Queen said, no one person can do it. I mean, yeah. I'd give it 109%, but my 109% is still not going to do it. Just little old me, no matter how bad I want it. And I want it bad. But unless I can develop a team, find some like-minded individuals, and that's why, too, I've said this in the past, and I'll just say this again, that it needs to be us. It needs to be those of us who are really concerned about us. It needs to be those of us who are good organizers. It needs to be those of us who are trustworthy, because we need to keep this circle tight. We need to make sure that this circle is right and not infiltrated. We need to make sure that anybody that we do bring in outside of original is heavily vented, so that we can actually build something without having it interrupted. I think a lot of times, well, I don't think a lot of times, a lot of times throughout our history and throughout our building, it was always interrupted by something, and it was always able to be interrupted because there was always some rat-ass Negro looking for massa acceptance that would give his own brother up for slaughter. And there were several of them. And I ain't going to call no names. I think by now we all know them. But there were several of them. Snakes in suits and clothes. In suits and shoes. And, yeah, well-dressed snakes. You know. So that's why I say, too, yeah, if we start this from the grassroots, we keep it keep circles tight. We've got to learn how to work together and not feel like we always have to bring somebody from the outside in to help. Because, like I've said several times, we ain't never needed nobody. And we've got to really realize that we are all we need. We're all we need. You know? So I'm going to close this show out. This has been another good show. Keep grinding in your thoughts. Maybe those Russians will have a change of heart and do the right thing. And I'll keep you updated on this Kentucky case, because I'm going to dig a little bit more and see what I can find out about that as well. That one, like I say, just another example of why we need to get our own, and why we need to have our own. Just you know, that simple. So with that being said, I'm going to close this one out. I appreciate all of you who listened from my brotherhood countries, and appreciate all of you who listened online, who called in and listened, participated. Thank you, Queen, for calling in. Giving me a little bit of your time. And like I say, I just appreciate all y'all who listened, who participate, because I'm nobody special at all. I just love my people. I love me, you know. So until I'll be back on my regular schedule next week on Monday, definitely bringing you another hot topic. I'll be, how I do. Hopefully I can get my guests on Monday night, maybe. We'll see. And we can have more of an open discussion about a few subjects that are, going on and happening. But nonetheless, I will definitely be back on Monday, regular time, 7 p.m. And I, like I say, appreciate you all tuning in to listen. This has been the Panther Party Radio Network, The Big Picture with Melvin Siri Jr. Like I always say in closing, let's plan, organize, and unify. We all have a key. I'm out. Till next week. Peace, power, and love.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture. Somebody get paid just to polish it. Look the devil right in the eyes and won't acknowledge it. For some it's automatic that they turn into some college kids. But my kind won't make it out the hood without a scholarship. Faced with adversity that some will never understand. Why be in denial when you know you had the upper hand? Clan used to rally downtown in my city, and you wonder why the race relationship's so shitty? Show no pity, that's the motto of the PC. It ain't just my city, it's all over the TV. Martin Luther King, I think about the dream he had for a nation that turned him less than 6 feet. And I ain't saying that the government sent a hit, but the timing sure make it a coincidence. I try to see the big picture through a small frame, and never take no wooden nickels when they all change. Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see
they say a picture's worth a thousand words. So when your words ain't visible, it causes concern. I live and learn to the point where I can see it coming. The loudest mouth in the room ain't really about nothing. That nigga bluffing, check his resume, it ain't legit. You know the one that bought the ocean but ain't got a ship. You know the one that bought the sixes but ain't got a whip. You know the one that bought the Tech 9 and ain't got a clip. These boys a trip, I done heard it all, seen it all before. Boys be more like shaved ice when they claim they Tony Snow. Say they Don Juan and got passport bitches. But why you in the club with them trash bags with you? Say you out there ballin' and you're coming up quick, but it ain't worth having things if you can't own shit. MC Breeze told you ain't no future, no frontin'. Keep that shit to Birdman with all of that stun. Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture.